This is a UUMC Syracuse production, Conversations with Pastor Alicia.
Well, I am super excited. Podcast number 4. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood. I'm from University United Methodist Church in Syracuse, and I have Shirley Edge and Barbara Slater with me today. They are from Grace Episcopal Church in Syracuse as well, just one block away from us. And our churches have a lot of history together, which is super cool and exciting. And the reason I invited them to come in today and talk is because recently, well, 2 years ago now, we merged all of our food pantries. So it was Grace Episcopal Food Pantry, Temple Concord Food Pantry, and then University United Methodist Church Food Pantry. And we came together, and we now call what I think is much more dignity, the Food Center at 324. And so I was curious about their experience with this merger and how it's going. And so I know from the university church perspective, but I really wanted to hear from another perspective. So I'm grateful you're both here. Welcome, welcome. So my first question is, tell me a little bit about yourself. I hope you each will tell me something about yourself. And I don't mean like right now. I'm curious about a little bit more back, like before you retired. What did you all do?
I was nurse administrator in medical clinic. And early on, it was on the floor, but floor is on patient care area. So that's what I did.
Wonderful. Very good. Thank you, Shirley.
Barbara. I was a U.S. history teacher at Corcoran High School in Syracuse.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you guys are had a pretty big career before you retired, and now in your retirement, you seem to have a new passion, right? A new career. So what else would you like to share about yourselves? Anything else? I kind of led you in one direction, but what else would you like to share?
I think that Grace Church has made us a family who care for each other, and that's our mission as a church, to care for people.
I amen that.
Well, that's great. Awesome. So how long have you been with Grace Episcopal Church?
I've only been there 15 years.
I've been there about 25.
Wonderful. Good. So how did you find Grace Episcopal Church, each of you?
I had some friends who were parishioners there, and I had been sort of shopping around for churches. I grew up AME Zion, African Methodist Episcopal Zion, in North Carolina. My school of nursing was Episcopalian.
There you go.
So that's kind of how the connection. Besides, the church at home held on to a lot of the Episcopal tradition. Some Methodist churches don't.
Right.
But ours did, and it still does.
That's it. All right. Good.
I heard about Grace from my daughter, who is a priest, and she was friends with Jennifer Baskerville Burroughs. And so I went there on Easter with Bridget, and I knew Greta Jones, who went there from Corcoran. It just seemed like the right place.
Wonderful.
A former Catholic.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful. Very, very good. So tell me about your food pantry at Grace Episcopal. What's a little like the history? Why did you get it started? And anything else you'd like to share?
Well, it was started in the early 70s, about 1970, I guess. That was before I was there. But I've heard stories of how they had food pantry twice. Well, they had it once a week, but on different days. Like, they would have food pantry on Mondays and Thursdays. And various members of the church ran it. I got involved when the person that was doing it decided that they could no longer do it. So Gloria Vanderpool decided that she would do it if I would help her.
Famous last words.
Right. So the two of us lumped along with doing it. Of course, other people were sort of in and out. There wasn't a lot of people that stayed long. They would come in and stay for a while and then leave. But it was Gloria and I. And we attended all of the food consortium's programs and things that they had. And the food bank, we attended their programs. And that's kind of how it went.
Okay, nice. And you served, oh, what, 13 to 10, and you served 13 to 05, and you had a few zip codes, or was it less than that? It was or not less, but it wasn't like a full zip code of each, right? It was just certain designated areas, right?
Well, our clients came from the food consortium and the food bank got together and sort of divided it up. Well, they divided it up for all the pantries. So we had our group, and University Methodist had theirs, and of course the Temple had theirs.
Right.
So we sort of, and we worked together. Mm-hmm. That was the fun part. We worked together and helped each other. And if we were too busy or couldn't accommodate the people we had, either University Methodist or the Temple would take them.
Right.
And so it was a good relationship.
Yeah. And just for folks who don't know where we're talking about, so we are a short block away from each other, University
yes.
Church and Grace Episcopal. And then on the opposite corners, my terminology is kitty corner. I don't know if that's
mine too.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Kitty corner from Grace Episcopal is Temple Concord. Mm-hmm. So we're all within a short block's distance from one another, the three of us. And not only do these church or these faith communities work together for in the food pantry sense, but there's a lot of other ways that we've connected in ministry. So what drives you to do this work?
The fact that there's the need, and in today's world, it's a shame for people not to have enough to eat. That's one of the basic things. You really need enough to eat.
You do.
So it's nice to be able to provide that service for them.
Yeah.
I would say so, yes. There's a real need, and there's certainly a sense of fulfillment. And as Shirley said, we always got along with University and Temple and always shared and liked each other, which, according to the food bank, was unusual. We were a model for them to say, if you could only talk to the other food pantries. So, yes, we've always gotten along.
Good. That's awesome. That's really great. So how did the merger of the three pantries into the food center at 324 come about? Tell me a little bit about how that came about.
Yes.
Okay. We heard Galen give her presentation about what she saw this was going to look like and that we should think about it. And so at Grace, as a group, we were talking about it when Lou Clark, who also worked there, said, the question now is not what you want. The question is, what is best for your clients? Where can they get the most services?
Right.
And we knew then we're too small to give them what this combined can do.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So I would say that's what decided us, what's best for our clients.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we really hated to close.
We did.
We really did.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though we didn't have that many people, we sort of liked our people.
Of course you did.
And they were kind of ours. So you'd see them in the street and they'd speak to you. And it was nice. So it was sort of selfish, but we would like to have kept it.
I understand.
Yes.
Because one of the biggest places that where your clientele comes from is across the street from Grace Episcopal, so you see them when you're out and about, right? You see your clients,
and
your guests.
Some of them occasionally will come to church. I used to invite them a lot, but they would come to church.
Nice, I love it. So Galen is our Galen Murphy Stanley is the outreach coordinator at University United Methodist Church. Just for some context, when we said Galen came by, and and so she gave a presentation to several.
Yes.
Folks, right? Mm-hmm. And so then you all walked away and had a conversation to yourselves, and Lou says, what's best for your clients, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's what, okay, even though we're going to miss our pantry and seeing our guests and having this one-on-one, you know, this is what's best for the clients. That's very sweet. That's very sweet.
We're hoping that the clients can come back in again when this is a little safer. And once again, we would have that relationship.
I completely agree. Mm-hmm. I asked Galen the other day in staff meeting when, you know, how she says they're directing us to do it this way still. And I'm like, ugh. And the reason it frustrates me is because we don't have as many opportunities for that one. Secretly, that's why I like to go out and take the numbers, so I can talk to people. There's only one person interfacing with our guests, right? I also really struggle with them not having choice.
Yes.
I think there's dignity in choosing what you're taking home to your family.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to speak for myself. I can't wait for folks to come back in, right? And it's going to be lovely when they do. And we're probably going to have cupcakes every single week for a while, because we're going to be so hit. Every week will be like a new, yay, we're open, we're inside, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So what has been your experience with this food center since it's happened? Do you want to tell me, like, when you first came? It was during the pandemic, wasn't it?
Yes. Carrie Aiken, who is not here, ran it for us during the pandemic, and there's no way she could continue on her own to do this. This was our only way to save our clients, was to come during the pandemic. And now we work mostly downstairs, so we don't get to see the people, which is a shame.
Yeah. Tell us what you mean by you work downstairs. What do you do downstairs?
Okay. Downstairs are the boxes that are prepared to be given to clients. On Friday morning, we add the perishables to those boxes, which could be eggs, cheese, bread, maybe a dessert. And then we are responsible for loading them on the carts and sending them up the elevator to be given to the people in the cars.
Right.
So we have a great system. We're still working together, but we miss our clients.
Of course you do. Of course.
And once in a while, I'll help take the boxes up and wind up outside. So I get to see some of the people, they wave at me and talk.
Yes.
I bet we could rotate your positions if you really wanted to talk to people. Now, maybe now that it's a little bit safer to talk, you know, be near people. But anyway, I'm just putting a suggestion out. So this all kind of came to be. We had already planned on this merger pre-pandemic. It was in the works. I think we were going to launch together, in May of 2020 was the original date. But then, I don't even COVID. And in March of 2020. And so it still happened. We still got merged and everything. Thank goodness it was already in the works, right?
Yes.
But I don't know if you all came sooner than you expected because of that. Did Grace come sooner, or was Carrie just doing it over there until May?
May. I think we came in May.
Okay.
Yeah. All of us.
Okay, great. Good.
So we came as a group. We work, everybody except for Lou, who's had health issues. Everyone who worked at Grace is now here.
Which is one of my favorite parts about this, is just how from an observation on the outside, I do work in the food center a little bit, but not like you guys. And I just think it's so sweet. I have no idea who's from what faith community, because you all, I know, and I love that volunteers came from every faith community, right? No one's been left out. Like, I feel like folks, and it's, to me, it's so sweet. Okay, so you came in and now you work in the downstairs and you told us what the downstairs is. Now, I just want to add on Thursdays, not when you're here, but the day. Well, do you guys come in on Thursdays too?
Carrie does.
Oh, Carrie comes in on Thursday. And so on Thursdays, folks, again, from across the spectrum of faith communities come in and they put the shelf stable items into the food boxes. And then you guys load it up with the perishables on Friday and then they go out. Now I saw some really good treats today. I saw peanut butter or peanut donuts. Mm-hmm. So I can't eat any of that. So I notice it looks so good, but also there's a lot of very healthy items as well. I'm proud of the food that goes out. It's very nutritious, I feel. So, all right. So what did you find when you came, you know, or I already asked you that. Why do you stick around? What keeps you coming back?
The fact that I think we're needed.
You are.
So the need is there. And, I like seeing the other volunteers. Some of them I certainly didn't know before, but now they feel like friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's really sweet because I go downstairs every once in a while and I see y'all work together so well. Like it's just, you know, it's seamless, really, it seems.
We like and respect each other.
Mm, that's lovely.
So, yes.
Yeah. That's so important. And so a little birdie told me that your family, Barbara, is steeped in emergency food systems.
That is true.
Do you want to say anything about that or you want to?
Well, my brother Tom was the director of the food bank for many years. He is now retired. And my son currently works there.
Wow. So there's family history with feeding people.
Yes.
That's lovely. That's really lovely. And then another little birdie, well, it's actually the same birdie, told me, Shirley, that you have a relationship with one of our other volunteers from University Church who you were a part of, you know, bringing him into his own when he became a doctor. You were... Right?
Yeah. Bruce, I knew Bruce as a medical student. I knew him as a resident. And he wound up being my attending before we both retired.
Wow!
I couldn't believe it. The first day we walked in here, not knowing anyone but Galen, what do we hear? Hi, Shirley! Bruce!
That's really sweet. That's great. So you had friends here right away, it seems. That's great. So I know you don't get to visit with the clients as much as you would like, but does this feel like God's work? Does this feel like God is, I don't know, God pushes me sometimes. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but what do you think? Is this God's work?
I think so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, I really think so.
And, I mean, it's easier on us. We are no longer struggling to find funds to feed people because this is so big that Galen, you know, runs it on grants and other things. So, but the Thanksgiving and the Christmas giveaway, I think our Grace Episcopal got very invested in that and wanted to make it a lot. And, yes, I think it's a big success.
Yeah, it seems like a huge success. Yes, we generally feed about 200 to 225 families each week in two hours. We give out that much food in 2 hours.
Yes.
Fridays 10 to noon. It's amazing. And folks come up in their cars or they walk up on the sidewalk.
And compare that with we served 20 to 25 a week.
Yes.
What a comparison.
Right. That's 10 times. Wow. Yeah. University Church pre-pandemic was feeding between 50 and 75. 75 a week was like a super busy week. Mm-hmm. But I think it was more around 50. I had another question that popped up as you were talking about. Oh, goodness. How did that happen? It's like.
We know. I will say that every Friday there is a rescue truck that comes from the food bank that brings us not only produce, fresh produce, USDA, but area grocery stores donate their goods at the sell-by date.
Wow.
And we are able to give our clients, mm-hmm. Desserts or fresh bread that, because we want them to feel like not charity cases, but something that people we value.
Absolutely.
Right. Yes. So we make it as nice as possible. And yes.
And I noticed that sometimes if there's cakes or pies that like they get set aside. And then if someone says, I have a birthday or mm-hmm. we have a family birthday, those cakes and pies go to that family. I think that's so sweet. It is. It's just like taking care of, it's like family rather yes. than, like you said, charity. It's not charity. It's something more than that.
Right. It's treating the clients with respect.
Yes. Absolutely.
And it's letting them know that we really care.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. That's great. So you feel like it's a family. Is there mm-hmm. anything else? Why do you stick around? Why do you keep coming back every week?
The need.
And we're family.
Right. The need and we're family. Wonderful. That's great. Well, I'm so grateful that you came and talked to me. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we close?
I'm a big fan of Galen's.
Oh, who isn't? Right? She's wonderful.
She really is. Yes.
I look at her sometimes and I think, I couldn't do that.
Yes. And she likes having us here and that makes a difference.
Yes. She talks about this being a team. Mm-hmm. It's not, even though she's our outreach coordinator and thank goodness she's wonderful at getting grants, et cetera, so that we can do all these wonderful things. She thinks of us as a team rather than it's her thing. And
right.
it's really sweet the way everyone works as a team. Yeah. Anything else? That was a good thing to share.
We're good.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks so much for talking with me and giving us the perspective of Grace. And it is sweet to hear that you didn't want to close because you loved your clients so much, but knew that this was what was best. And I am grateful that you all came over and we're working as a team. We're working
yes.
as a family. And I'm so grateful because honestly, if we only had volunteers from University Church, this wouldn't work, right? We could not do this without volunteers from Grace Episcopal and from Temple and other sources where they come from. So anyway, thank you, Barbara Slater and Shirley Edge. I'm so grateful for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.